trip.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a business trip. We're going to play a game. But I think it's exciting to be able to go over to England and do it.
What do you see from this defensive line?
You know, they've got some good guys, some good pass rushers, and you know, like we deal with every week, we got our work cut out for us with them.
Jeff Fisher's had a history of putting some good fronts together. Are you seeing his marks on that front already?
Yeah, you know, we've watched, you know, some old Titans film, and a lot of the stuff that they do similar to what we're seeing from the Rams.
How do you feel like your line has been coming together for the first 7 games?
You know, I think we're progressing. We're doing well. There's always room for improvement, and you know, we just go out every week and try to improve on, you know, mistakes we made last week.
There's been a lot of talk, Dan, about identity of the team, identity of the offense. Do you feel that there's an identity of the offensive line forming week by week?
I think so, and as the season progresses, you know, we'll continue to develop and you know, get better.
And how would you characterize that, the offensive line right now? More run, more pass? What's your comfort level?
You know, our job is just to do what's called, and so whatever it is, you got to be comfortable with it and do it.
What about the versatility of the line? Do you think that is something that ultimately you guys are really aiming to become, that we can do either equally well?
Of course. I think every offensive line wants to do that. You don't want to be one-sided. You want to be able to you know, run or pass block effectively.
Closing the deal, Dan, it's been a little bit of a struggle the last couple of weeks, eating up clock or scoring some more points. How can you guys do a better job?
We just need to do a better job finishing the game. You know, the situational football, we gotta be ready, know the situation, and just get the job done. That's what it comes down to.
Is there any added pressure heading into a bye week? The win's great because you can relax a little bit more. A loss almost seems like it's twice as bad as a regular loss because you have to stew in it for 2 weeks.
Well, I don't think you ever go into a game, you know, wanting to lose. You know, you always want to win. So that's the same mindset we're going to have with this one. You want to win, and we're going to prepare to win.
Do you feel any extra pressure with the bye week, or it's just another?
No, that's not worried about that. Focused on this week.
The business end of things, a lot of guys are saying that, but will you take an hour or two, just maybe to walk around town, get on a bus, see something?
Sure. I'll get a little free time, see the city. I got a little bit of family over there, so I'll get to spend some time with them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They live there full time?
I have an uncle who married an English woman, and yeah, they live there. I think they live there part of the year, back and forth.
Have they seen you play before?
I think last time we were in London, they were there.
So they want to come back and see you again?
Of course.
All right. So were your ticket requests with family that actually lives over there a little bit higher than some of the other guys?
A little bit higher, and I also have some relatives who are in France, and they're making the trip over.
All right. So a couple guys have some families over in Europe, Zoltan and Sebastian. Do you think guys with European roots will see some more families on this trip than say, like a regular trip anywhere else?
Probably. I'm sure it's easier to get around over there than come over here for a game.